and the criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned in the glorious Quran in Surah Hujurat, chapter number 49, verse number 13. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْسَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلَ لِتَعَارَفُوا إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ. O mankind, we have created you from a single pair of male and female and divided you into nations and tribes so that you may recognize each other, not that you may despise each other. And the most honored among you in the sight of Allah is the most righteous of you. And Allah is all-knowing and well-acquainted. The criteria for judgment in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not caste, it's not color, it's not race, it's not wealth, it's not sex, but it is righteousness, it is God consciousness, it is piety. Never sex is the criteria for Allah to reward or punish any human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the glorious Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, chapter number 3, verse number 195. أَنِّي لَا أُضِيُّ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى بَعْضُكُمْ مِّنْ بَعْضٍ. Never will I allow to be lost any work of any worker amongst you, whether it be male or female. You are of one another.